We have studied division. We've studied multiplication with evangelism. We have studied subtraction, talking about takeaway and the taking away the sin. So we need to talk about some addition to get our math course complete. This morning we want to look at summing it all up. Now, most of us like adding better than subtracting, because you have more when you get finished. And that's a good thing. And also, I guess it seems like it's easier. That's with kids in school. I know we did. We started with adding. It was the easy thing to start with. But of course, you know, adding is not such a good thing if you're adding up your bills or adding up your troubles. So it's not always a good thing. We want to learn about adding, and we want to look at some of the things that adding is at times. It's different at different times. Adding is sometimes something God does, first of all. Sometimes something God does. We see that He added to the church in Acts chapter 2 and verse 41. The Bible says, "And they that gladly received His word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls." In Acts 2:47, it says, "Praising God and having favor with all the people, the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." And then in chapter 5 and verse 14, "The believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women." In Acts 11:24, "He was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord." And so we see several times there in the book of Acts that the church was growing because the Lord was adding to it. That people were continually being added to the church. And we need to strive to bring people to God so that He can add them to His church even today. The second thing we want to notice is that on occasion He added teaching as needed. Sometimes He added some teaching that needed to be added. There probably could be several examples of that, but one is Jeremiah 36 and verse 32. It's interesting that the king that Jeremiah was prophesying to, he had written a scroll, and the king Jehoiakim had burned it in the fire. He didn't want to hear what it said. He cut it up with his knife and then threw it in the fire. And so Jeremiah, God had Jeremiah go back, and he got another scroll, another roll of paper, parchment, and he gave it to Baruch the scribe, and he wrote all the words of the first book that had been thrown in the fire. But then at the end of the verse it says, "And there were added besides unto them many like words." You don't want to tear up God's word and throw it away, or the next time you'll get a bigger letter. He added some more to it. He said, "Now I got something else to complain to you about, because now you went and tore up my first one and threw it in the fire, so I've got more to say to you." And so God added some teaching that needed to be done. In Luke chapter 19 and verse 11, we see that Jesus also added some teachings to the people on occasion. "As they heard these things, He added and spake a parable, because He was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear." They weren't understanding something. Jesus had been talking, He'd been teaching, they weren't understanding, and so He added a parable to help them understand better. And of course some did, and some certainly wouldn't have understood any better. But He added that teaching to them. In Galatians 3 and verse 19, we see that the entire law of Moses was something that was added by God. He says, "Wherefore then serves the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator." God had the promise with Abraham, and He had the patriarchal system, but the sins were getting to be the point where he needed to add something to it, and so he added the law so that they would be able to clearly know what was right and what was wrong. And we still have his teachings today that we can know what is right and what is wrong. He has given us all that we need for life and godliness. And then we see the third thing here, that he adds blessings. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." He adds these blessings, things we don't deserve. How many of us have deserved to have the sunrise this morning? How many of us deserve to get to breathe the air? How many of us deserve to get to see the pretty flowers? I noticed the springtime's on its way. The tulip trees, you know, they're always the first ones. The tulip trees and the little daffodils, they're springing up everywhere. But we don't deserve that. We don't deserve the beauty of a sunrise or a sunset. We don't deserve the food that we are able to have. We don't deserve any of these things. And yet God has blessed us with them. And He will bless us with more things if we'll seek His kingdom first. When we put Him first, He promises to bless us and bless us again. He'll add to us all the things that are necessary for our life. He doesn't promise that to those who don't love Him and who don't seek His kingdom first. Proverbs 10:22, "The blessing of the Lord, it makes rich, and He adds no sorrow to it." Now, obviously, rich doesn't necessarily mean financially. But we could be rich in faith. We can be rich in love. We can be rich in so many areas of our lives. And not just money. Many times people think only of financial things when they think about the Lord blessing. But the Lord blesses us in many ways. And we can, He doesn't add sorrow to it when He gives a blessing. That's one of the ways we can know whether a blessing is truly from God or not. If that blessing comes along with heartache and sorrow and troubles, that one wasn't from God. That was one of the devil's tricks, a counterfeit. Daniel 4:36, King Nebuchadnezzar talks about the fact that his reason was returned to him. And he was established back in his kingdom. He had lost his mind. He was out there eating grass like a calf. But God brought his reasoning back to him, and it says, "Excellent majesty was added unto me." Once Nebuchadnezzar learned that God was God and he wasn't, God blessed him and added some wonderful things to his life. And in this case, he specifically says, "Excellent majesty." And of course, getting his mind back probably wasn't a bad thing either, was it? So he was very blessed by God when he recognized God's power and authority over him. In Genesis 30 and verse 24, we see Rachel and her son Joseph was born, and she said, "The Lord shall add to me another son." And he did. Of course, that one was her last one. She died in birth to that one. 2 Samuel 24 and verse 3, Joab says to King David, he says, "Now the Lord thy God add unto the people, how many soever they be, 100-fold. And let the eyes of my Lord the King may see it. But why doth my Lord the King delight in this thing?" This was, we talked about during class, when David wanted to number the people. And Joab said, "Hey, you know, may the Lord add 100 times as many as you've already got, but why are you so stuck on counting them all? Why, what's the thing about wanting to count them?" And yet he wanted the Lord to add that blessing. And the Lord does add those kinds of blessings. In 2 Kings 20 and verse 6, and Isaiah 38 and verse 5, when Hezekiah was very ill, and Isaiah came to talk to him, he was going to die, and he begged and prayed to live longer. And Isaiah told him, "I will add unto your days 15 more years." So sometimes God even added extra life onto the end of someone's lifetime. But you know, that's not the only things He adds. We've looked at some good things He added there, but sometimes He adds troubles. And we talked about discipline this last week. The Bible says, whom the Lord loves, He chastens and scourges every son. Sometimes there's some chastisement. There's some discipline. Sometimes there's some punishment even that comes our way. He adds some troubles sometimes. In Psalm 69 and verse 27, the psalmist says, add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into thy righteousness. They ask God to just keep counting up and adding up their sins. Don't let them in here. Don't forget all the bad things they've done. Keep adding their sins. Add one to another and just keep. And God said He does. When someone is in rebellion against Him, He keeps counting those sins. And that, there's another sin and another sin. But when we come to Him, of course, He will forgive. And He will forget about all of those sins and remember them no more. Jeremiah 45 and verse 3. He says, thou didst say, woe is me now, for the Lord has added grief to my sorrow. I fainted in my sighing, and I find no rest. You know, that's the way it ought to be when we're living in sin. The people that Jeremiah was talking to, you know, they were whining and grabbing, complaining about how miserable their lives were. Their lives were miserable because they were living in sin, in rebellion to God. You know, God created us to have a conscience, to feel guilt when we do wrong. Now, some people's conscience doesn't work right, and sometimes people feel guilty even when they're not doing wrong, and some people don't feel guilty when they ought to be feeling guilty because they are doing wrong. But the idea behind that is God wants us to suffer when we're doing wrong so that we'll stop doing wrong. And He adds some troubles, adds grief to the sorrow, and makes it more difficult on us to try to turn us back around and get us going the right way. And we need to listen. The second thing that we want to really notice is that adding is sometimes something we shouldn't do. Sometimes something we shouldn't do. Certainly, we shouldn't add to God's Word. Several times in the Scriptures, this is pointed out to us. In Deuteronomy 4:2, the children of Israel were told by God, you shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it. In chapter 5 and verse 22, they were told again, these words the Lord spoke unto all your assembly in the mount, out of the midst of the fire, of the cloud, and of the darkness, with a great voice, and He added no more, and He wrote them in two tables of stone, and delivered them unto me. The Lord gave Moses all the word. He didn't add any more. He said, this is all the words. And He didn't expect the people to add anything else to that. In 12 and verse 32, He says again, what things soever I command you, observe to do it, you shall not add thereto nor diminish from it. Well, certainly, if the Old Testament law was such that the people shouldn't add to it, how much more so the New Covenant, the better covenant? If that one which was in the hands of a human mediator, Moses, how much more the one that was brought by Jesus Christ? We need to obey it, not add anything to it, not take anything away from it. Proverbs 30 and verse 6, Solomon says, add not thou unto his words, lest he reprove thee and thou be found a liar. If you go adding to God's word, you're going to be the one that's found to be a liar. It won't be him that's wrong. And then, of course, Revelation 22:18 reminds those that read that book, I testify unto every man that hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in that book. Well, you don't want to mess with that. If you've ever read Revelation and you've read the plagues that are mentioned in there, you don't want those added into your life. There's enough trouble in this world without those things. Don't add to it. And certainly the same could be said of any of the things that God has declared and written down. We don't add to God's Word. He's the final say. And if he had wanted it in there, he would have added it in there. He won't leave it to us to add stuff in. And we also shouldn't add to cause suffering to others. We shouldn't add to cause suffering to others. 1 Kings 12 and verse 11. Solomon had been a pretty tough king. He'd expanded the borders of the kingdom. He'd taxed the people pretty heavily to build the temple and his own mansion. And yet, when his son came on the scene, his son said this, "Whereas my father did load you with a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father has chastised you with whips, I will chastise you with scorpions." That's what the younger men told him in verse 11 and verse 14. That's what he said. That's what he told the group that came and asked him what he was going to do. He said, "I'm going to add to your troubles. I'm going to add to your sorrows. I'm going to make your load heavier and pile stuff on top of it." In Philippians 1 and verse 16, Paul says, "The one group preaches Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds." It's going to add to... They want to cause Paul more trouble. They want to add to his afflictions. Add to his bonds that he's already suffering. And then Luke 3 and verse 20, King Herod, he'd done a lot of things against the church, against John and Jesus during that time, but he added to it. In Luke chapter 3 and verse 20, he said, "And he added yet this above all, he shut up John in prison." He added some suffering to John the baptizer's life. And we don't need to do anything that's going to add to the sorrows and pains and troubles of other people's lives. We want to notice also another area where we shouldn't be adding is in the area of sin. We should never add sin into our lives. Deuteronomy 29:19. There's a group that's condemned there. It says this person is going to hear the words of this curse and then bless himself in his heart, saying, "I shall have peace, even though I walk in the imagination of my heart and add drunkenness to thirst." In 2 Chronicles 28 and verse 13, the people were bringing some captives, and he says, "You've offended against the Lord already, and yet you intend to add more to your sins and to our sins and to our trespasses. For our trespass is great, and there is fierce wrath against Israel." And yet these people wanted to add more sin on top of it. Isaiah 30 and verse 1, "Woe to the rebellious children, says the Lord, that take counsel but not of me, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin." 1 Samuel 12:19, the people added to the sins they had already committed by asking for a king. When they already had the best king they could have possibly had, God was their king. They weren't happy with that. They wanted a human king. A fallible, flawed, sinful human king, when they already had a perfect king. Job 34:37 also, he adds rebellion unto his sins. He claps his hands among us and multiplies his words against God. Job's friends were accusing him falsely of doing this, of adding these sins and adding rebellion to his sin. Well, he wasn't. Job was not the one at fault in that situation. The friends were for accusing him falsely. But we need to realize that we could become guilty of that thing that they accused Job of. Isaiah 29:1, they continue to add year to year. Year after year they continued to add to their sin of not doing them. And it says, "Let them kill the sacrifices." They weren't keeping God's law. But then there are some things that where we see adding is sometimes something we can't do. We just can't. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 27, Jesus says, "Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? Forget a cubit, can you even add an inch? Can you even add a millimeter to your height by worrying about it?" You just can't. You can't add anything through worrying. Anything good at all. I guess you could add, it said, he asked, "Which of you can turn one gray hair black?" Well, you can't do that, but worrying will turn some of the black hairs gray. It'll work the other way. That's about the only way it works, but it won't work the other direction. And then in Galatians 3 and verse 15, Paul says, "Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant. Yet if it be confirmed, no man disannuls or adds thereto." You know, you can't add to a contract. I mean, people would like to try sometimes. You've got this mortgage and it's supposed to pay out over 30 years, and I'll just add in there that if I make my payments for the first 5 years, they'll waive the rest, right? Well, you can add that in there on your copy, but it won't be binding in court, will it? No. You can't add to it. Once it's been filled out and signed and everyone's agreed to it, even a man's contract can't be added to. And certainly the same with God. We talked about not adding to God's Word earlier. He has this covenant with us, and it is not something that we can just void it or nullify it or add to it or change the conditions of it. We don't get to. We can't add anything there. Not only shouldn't we, but we really can't. Now, we can live like we've changed it. Somebody could live like they don't owe a mortgage in their house, but what will happen after several months is that mortgage company is going to come take their house away. That's what's going to happen to that. You can pretend all you want. And the fourth and final thing, though, that we want to turn to, we want to close out on a positive note. Sometimes adding is something we need to do to grow. I know we looked at our need to grow as a Christian from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 9. Peter there reminds us again, "Beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and add to your virtue knowledge, and add to your knowledge temperance, and add to your temperance patience, and add to your patience godliness, and add to your godliness brotherly kindness, and add to that brotherly kindness charity." You keep adding one after the other. Add this one, and then this one, and then this one, to this one, and this one. You keep adding. And that's part of our growth process. Scripture that we have, that's kind of the focus of the week, Proverbs 16:23, "The heart of the wise teaches his mouth and adds learning to his lips." We need to add learning into our lives. We need to add knowledge. And we need to add that to our speech, to our lips, but in every other area of our lives as well. We need to be adding the good things in. And then it's something we need to do to grow and to reap the benefits of that growth. Proverbs 3 verses 1 and 2, Solomon says, "My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace will they add to you." If we'll add these things into our lives, then they will add the good things into our lives. Length of days and years of life, and perhaps more important than either of those, peace can be added to us if we'll add in the things of God's commands. Perhaps you in your life have added some things that you shouldn't. Perhaps you haven't added some things that you should. Perhaps you've neglected some of the things that you that would allow God to add good into your life. You may have other problems with the math in your life. Maybe you haven't been doing what you should do. Maybe you haven't taken away sin and added in the good things and put on the good behavior that you should have. If you have a need to respond to God's invitation this morning, for any reason, please do so as we stand and as we sing.